Hello everybody, welcome to a new episode of Fat Buddies, your favorite FIFA Ultimate Team podcast, as we like to think. Episode 24, so 6 months of this podcast for you guys. How are you, Jake? Jake, of course, our trading expert.
Wow, I didn't even know it's been 6 months myself. So I just want to thank Florian publicly to get for getting this going. He suggested it. And it's been really fun to do weekly. It's a really good way to keep up to date on the market, look at the new promo cards, talk about a little bit of trading, Florian more on the gameplay side. So big thanks to Florian for setting this all up, and thank you guys for tuning in weekly. Our growth has been really awesome to see, and we know we get new viewers every single week. So thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you also, Jake, for accepting it, of course. And of course, you bring a lot of valuable insights regarding trading, and come on, this is a trading podcast at some point. I'm very happy to be here with you guys for 6 months, and stay close because we'll be here for a long time, I hope so
too.
Yeah, and it's very good for us because we also get up to date with a lot of things and each other's ideas, so it also helps us, but I hope it also helps you guys.
Agreed.
This week, we have three leagues in Team of the Season. We have Serie A, and also Eredivisie, and the Chinese League. Let's start. I think we have on the screen the Serie A, right? Everybody, I guess, was a little bit hyped, not too much hyped, but a little bit hyped for that 99-rated Ronaldo.
Yep.
Other than that, guys, honestly, you know me, I play every weekend league. For this weekend, I played it, but I didn't even care about too many of these players. Even if there are some nice players here, like Nainggolan, or I don't know, I hoped for a better card for Immobile, but we have, let's say, a four-star weak foot Dybala. Other than that, I don't know, from a player point of view, which has a lot of high-rated cards and other Team of the Season players, this Serie A team is not like the others.
No, I agree with you. It looks on paper like a good team, I suppose, right? I'm looking at Smalling, I'm looking at De Vrij, I'm looking at some of these cards that we
Manolas.
Would be really...
Look at Manolas.
Totally, yeah. I'm looking at some of these cards that we would be ultra excited about if this team was the first team of the season, right? So if you swap this to become the first team of the season where we've never seen card stats like this, there would be a ton of hype around these cards, and all of them pretty much would be double the price. I mean, like, especially the low-tier ones, there's no way Chris Smalling would be under 300k if this team was first. But guys, because we've had so many now, it's almost becoming watered down, and there are just so many options, right? Like 90 pace plus center backs isn't anything unheard of anymore, so that mail loss would typically again be 350 400k plus no problem if we hadn't seen any 90 plus pace center backs. But now there are quite a few. Hernandez, you know, he has some other special cards, and he's approaching the price of what his foot birthday was for a long time. So it just shows there's better options. I think Davies is even more expensive than he is. He has great links, and then he's a little bit more hyped, I think, in real life right now. And then one of the few exciting ones, I guess, is Nainggolan. And I think, honestly, that's mostly because of just FIFA history and FIFA. He's a FIFA legend. Everyone loved those old Team of the Season Nainggolans. This one is a pretty small upgrade in comparison to other Team of the Season cards. So to me, it just shows that it's a lot of name recognition there and a lot of name value. Martinez is a really cool card. He's one of the best strikers, so I can see how he's holding his price. That's really cool because he's a future star. People really like him, like to see his value. But again, there are also a lot of dead cards when we look at, like, Luis Alberto. No one's really generally likes playing with him in FIFA. Same with Ilicic and Immobile. Those three cards are always high rated in FIFA, at least the last few years, and no one wants to use them, so they're kind of dead. What are your thoughts on the team?
Yeah, I was looking at the team, and guys, I'm not even a big supporter of Serie A, so probably you, between you guys watching or listening, there are some fans of Serie A, and you are more hyped about this team.
Yep.
For me, I'm looking also at some players which I can link into my team. that's very important at this stage of the game.
Yep.
And other than, let's say, Hernandez, who's a French, and okay, Smalling, who's English, and you can link him with some team of the season from this season players from Premier League. Other than that, I'm not even very hyped about any other player. I'm gonna do the, today it's Wednesday, so I'm gonna do the guaranteed one, because I want that chance of packing Cristiano, and I already have a lot of fodders, but we will talk about the fodders later.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, honestly, guys, I'm not so hyped about this team. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you also another reason. The other reason is the fact that next weekend it's League One team of the
totally.
Season.
Yep.
And I'm kind of waiting for that one. Exactly what Jake was saying. If this was the first one, it would have been better for it. A lot yep. of players would have tried to fit all these players. Look at Milinkovic-Savic. He's like the perfect center mid, right?
Yep.
And you know Milinkovic-Savic from different FIFAs and also Nainggolan. Smalling was a great card. So yeah, I think that's my opinion here. Probably I will not buy any other Serie A team of the season. I will do the guaranteed one, and I have two player picks from my weekend league. I hope I get something good. If not, I move on.
So let me ask you this, Florian, because I think it's really interesting. Yeah. Are there? I know there's probably a few, but are there quite a few players from the CSL or Eredivisie you'd rather have in your red picks than Serie A?
Of course.
Okay, who would you look forward to out of them?
Do you have on the screen Eredivisie?
Yeah, let me move over here. Let me start with the CSL, and we'll take a look at this team in quick. Okay, I'm here.
So guys, Monday, we've got CSL,
yep.
a Chinese Super League. And from this team, of course, this Paulinho looks very good.
Yep.
I cannot tell you what the difference is between Paulinho and Nainggolan or another Serie A card. Like maybe Milinkovic-Savic is maybe lower rated, but yep. Paulinho looks very good. And I had another one in mind. Probably there is some player, I'm not sure which one.
There's Teixeira and Jonathan
Holt. Jonathan, who's five-star weak foot? Jonathan.
Jonathan, yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Jonathan, I like him a lot. 94 finishing. I like the fact that he has five-star weak foot, which is what I want for my attacking players this year. So Jonathan, if I'm getting Jonathan and I'm not getting anything from Serie A, I'm happy with with this. Probably he will not start in my team, but you know, to have someone for fun in the team, it's good. Hulk, I don't know about Hulk. I'm not sure about his weak foot.
Yep.
He has 3-star weak foot. So yeah, he's probably a powerful player, but this year, if you don't have at least 4-star, he's not so so good in weekend league, and I play a lot of weekend league, not so much rivals. So I need the players to help me there.
And I think Hulk is holding some of his value due to that name again, kind of like Nainggolan, guys.
Of course.
Hulk is a FIFA legend for the last, I would say 5 years even.
Mm-hmm.
And people love him. So I think part of his value, guys, is just simply his name. If you put any other name there with those stats, it might not be worth as much. But because it's Hulk, people are willing to pay 50 to 100K more, most likely.
Tell me, Jake, about Eredivisie. Who do you like in Eredivisie? And I will tell you a little bit about it.
Yeah, let me hop over there on the screen so the viewers can see. But yeah, these CSL and Eredivisie cards, guys, are super awesome. Promes, of course, he's extremely hyped right now, and I think there's an extra push because Run the Foot Market really hypes him up a lot and has.
I wanted to say the same thing. I think just because Nick is our friend, so
yep.
don't get us wrong, but just because it's his favorite player, mm-hmm. a lot of people just want to buy him for that, because there are other players who have 5-star skills and 4-star weak foot, and they are not so hyped as Promise.
Exactly, guys, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. It's just like if a big YouTuber, it's happened for years. It happened in the KSI era, right? With bronze cards. If he really liked the bronze card, they would go like extinct, like literally. So it helps push people towards them. And you know, maybe Promise really is that good this year, or maybe he's incredible and he should that hold that high value. But again, I think it's more of his name. I think it's the fact that he's been hyped a lot earlier this year. Because 800K is quite steep for this kind of card, with obviously not the best links. But I think they did really, really good buffing this team. Van de Beek is a great card to use as a box-to-box. Tagliafico, an awesome link player, a great left back. Ziyech is a proper upgrade. Dumfries is one of the best right backs in the game, I think. So yeah, I like it, and I like that you can probably integrate them fairly easily with the likes of Van Dijk and De Vrij, even as center backs. You can kind of make shift some teams with them. So I think that it's going to be really interesting week two. I guess we could segue this right a little bit into Thursday flips. I think a lot of people are looking at Serie A flips, but I think it's important to note how much demand these smaller leagues are taking away from the Serie A, right? Because you know, maybe you have a few options of who to pick, and there's a couple lower tier Serie A ones, but a CSL player mixed in or an Eredivisie player mixed in, and they take the Eredivisie. So there's going to be a lot more divide this time, I think. It's going to take a lot for people to change their teams at this point, like we were talking about. That's why you see Serie A crashing in price, kind of. But yeah, that's my opinion, and I think it's going to be a little bit more split up. I've personally told some of my Discord group to go into some CSL and some Eredivisie links because they're just not that inflated. Everyone's talking about the Serie A. Those are super duper inflated, guys. And I do want to show you an example quick, if that's okay, Florian. I think it's a good time. So, guys, basically, we're far enough into team of the season now where people are starting to see trends. They're starting to realize what's going on. And I want to show you something with this Birthday Lozano. And Birthday Chucky Lozano is really interesting because he's a great card, yes, but and he's one of the few right mids in the league, which is really, really important. But here, guys, I'm looking at actually just Xbox Graph as it's up. On last Thursday, or let's say last Wednesday, he was 50K. Okay, and now he's all the way up to around 65K. So he's up 15K, even 20K, we'll call it within a few weeks here. I mean, he was 38K on the 15th of May. So you can see that dramatic rise. So he's already really invested in, and we can actually see this, guys, by the Serie A prices. Not many people are looking to play Serie A right now, right? So maybe today with the guaranteed, it's going to push a little bit more people to it. But this is really the first time you're going to see that big push because right now, honestly, what's keeping his price up so much is definitely investors. So it'll be interesting to see how he moves tomorrow. Can you still profit off him? Probably, but it's definitely going to be a lot weaker than weeks past because so many people have invested and that huge substantial rise has already happened. I mean, he did go from around 40K flat all the way up to 65, 70K on Xbox, just as an example.
I wanted to say something here. The fact that I still think the leagues which are released this week, so Chinese and Eredivisie and Serie A, are still quite high in price. I think that if you will check the prices today, and of course tomorrow, Thursday, you know, the Thursday hype, more cars are, let's say, are getting up in price. If you'll check these cards on Sunday night, even Sunday morning, even Monday, you will see lower and even lower prices than these ones. I saw you were talking about this Promise for 800K. I will be surprised if Promise will be more expensive than 500K on Sunday. I
Oh, I agree.
mean, maybe even lower, maybe 400. So guys, if you like these cards and if you want to play with them, don't rush into buying them. Of course, for investment wise, maybe they will get a little bit higher tomorrow with Thursday flips and so on. But as we saw in the last weeks, The market is getting high on Thursday and Friday, yep. And after that, it's starting to die for current leagues. So don't push those players. Don't buy those players for your teams right now. A lot of players will want to switch for League One, and they will sell all these cards very, very fast.
Exactly, guys. So they generally do see their big spikes on Thursday and Friday as people get their red picks, like, and after the guaranteeds, like Florian said. So if you can just wait out those extra few days as other leagues start transitioning in, it almost is making cards lose value every single week, guys, because the more and more options that come in, the less value other cards will hold. And what happens is, like Florian said, everyone builds their team on Thursdays and Fridays, right? So, and I would even say particularly Thursdays. You can see that on the market. That's definitely the biggest increase in price. So basically, guys, everyone is working and shifting their teams to fit in a couple reds that they got or a new player they want to try. And cards go a lot higher on Thursdays. And then we get a new team coming out on a new team of the season on Fridays. And what happens is because every single person or the majority of the community built the team on Thursday, they're not willing to sell it all. They don't want to rebuild it or have to think about it. They want to play weekend league. So no one buys that new team of the season generally the first day. So those fall down in price really heavily. I mean, I think this week, like Smalling and DeVry were under 200K within a few hours, and they have amazing cards. Manolas was like 220 within a few hours. Just some cards and values you wouldn't really expect or think about. They just crash because simply no one is buying them on that first day. So as those cards lose value, it almost deflates the market a little bit. Because if you can get an amazing center back like Manolas for, 200K or less within a few hours, people aren't going to be buying other center backs like a Gold Van Dijk or something like that.
I want to touch with you, guys, Jake, another mm-hmm. topic now, a surprise topic. This is a surprise topic for you this week. Mm-hmm. I saw it first. I want to quote the source here. I saw it first at our favorite Portuguese trader, João Celeiro, guys, if you follow him. He has some nice tweets on Twitter, and yep. I think he has also some streams. And he was saying about this investors buying investors cards. What mm-hmm. do you think about this theory? I kind of agree with him on that. And if you can explain a little bit what happens and how would you advise our community to proceed on that?
Yeah, what Joel is referring to there, guys, is I think he's just referring to the inflation you see beforehand, mm-hmm. right? Like yeah. this Lozano was an awesome example because people aren't playing Serie A, like I said. They're not playing it right now, and they yeah. might move to it a little bit tomorrow. But everything for the build-up right now has essentially been investors. So the earlier investors profit the most, right? Maybe if you're willing to even hold them an extra few days or even an extra week before the Serie A hype, you are able to profit an extra 10 or 15K from just other investors building him up. So it is an earlier the better type of scenario right now. But again, sometimes it's about margins because you really want to hold a card for 2 weeks for 20K profit. Whereas, you know, yesterday you could have bought, and I even advised some cards in Discord that almost doubled in price in one day. Like you had Coleman and Perisic sitting around 5K yesterday and yeah. they went almost extinct today. So, yes, you can invest like that, but honestly, I really don't think it's worth holding cards this far out right now in FIFA when SBC fodders are doing so well weekly. But I think Joao is right in his premise where it's basically like if you hit that first wave of investing and time it really early, you can even sell in the hype, you can sell to other investors and make decent profit.
I can talk a little bit about what he was saying.
Sure.
Because... you know, guys, I told you last week that I was I went unassigned on mm-hmm. League One rares.
Yep.
And also I had some coins and I bought a couple of, not couple, let's say 10 of Moses Simon.
Yep.
And I bought him. He was very low. He was 120 on PS. I don't even remember when. Maybe last Friday. I was telling you on Discord, but I don't know which day, probably
yep.
Friday.
Yep.
So 120k for Moses Simon, and League One is not even in PAX this week. So I did, let's say, this early investing for this type of player.
Yep.
And he went up this week from 120 to 150. So jeez. already 30k a card, let's say.
Yep.
But of course I didn't sell him yet because you know, when you are unassigned, to buy now, to bin players, it's very difficult. You need to bid on them. You cannot buy them instantly. So I still hold a couple of those players. But exactly what Jake was saying, that depends on how much profit you want to make on those
totally.
Type of cards. And I admit, guys, this week I didn't play FIFA. I just wanted to have some safe investments for the future for League One. And I bought a couple of those players. And also, I will come back to this fodder topic, Jake, because mm-hmm. We were expecting today this guaranteed SBCs. We were hoping, I have to be honest with you guys, I was hoping for three SBCs.
Same.
Today we got one for Serie A and one for Eredivisie and Chinese,
mm-hmm.
which is like random. You get either one of those leagues as a player. So that was a surprise. Probably EA could have done it better, but you know them. They're
yep.
always strange in their decisions.
Yeah, I don't really understand that. I mean, it's kind of frustrating, right? Because especially when you look at EA, they actually have a huge demographic that's Dutch. And some people maybe don't care about the CSL at all, but they really just want to pack one of those Dutch players because it means a lot to them, right? From the
yeah.
league. Like there was,
yeah.
I'm not sure if you knew this, but Berkus, or however you pronounce his name, he didn't get in the main team of the season, even though he led that league in scoring, the Eredivisie.
Berkus, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And did you know that he started trending on Twitter
yeah.
in their country because they were so
yeah.
frustrated? So obviously they have a huge fan base, and I think it's kind of, it detracts a little bit when they say like, okay, I don't care. I don't even care to get a good player from the CSL. I rather take a shot for Promes or Van de Beek or Ziyech
yeah.
because I love watching them play. So that's the biggest downfall to me, is just some people would rather have one or the other. I know there's going to be some opportunity to buy them and stuff, but I don't get why they couldn't do two separately. Because then even if people didn't have the coins, they could at least choose which one they want to do. Overall, I did expect it to be an 84 SBC. I did say that on Twitter as well, just because around like 55%, I did the math, 55% of the cards held that value or higher, because that's
yeah.
around a 50k SBC. And then there are just some really expensive players, guys. So you have to share a Jonathan, Hulk, Paulinho, Promes, Ziyech. So they weren't going to give that, in my opinion, for an 83 rated squad. Obviously, they can do what they want, but an 84 made sense. So anything like 83 to 85 is up quite well today.
Yeah, I was thinking now, because you know I'm unassigned, but if I do these SBCs when I go out of unassigned, I can open the packs.
Yep.
So I was thinking maybe I don't even do this SBC because I don't really want any of the, maybe okay, maybe Paulinho I want from the Chinese league, but that's a very low chance there, and Quincy
yep.
from Eredivisie and maybe Van der Beek. Other than that, not really worth it if you want to do some other things with your coins, guys.
Exactly.
For Serie A is different because there is that Cristiano in the team.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I will not pack him, but you know, one out of 100,000 chances, I can hope for that.
One thing, Florian, that what you just said reminded me of is, and I will say this, is I have seen a ridiculous amount of Team of the Season Ronaldo pulls from the upgrade packs because...
I know.
Yeah, I've seriously seen it, like, and I know people are spending a lot, so I'm not trying to tell you guys, like, do 10 packs and expect Ronaldo, but people that are putting in literally a few million, which is a lot, guys, like 100%
yeah.
we understand that, but in terms of what you get back from it, a lot of people are, in a sense, making their coins back or getting players worth their coins back at the minimum, because I'm seeing a ton of Gomez. I'm seeing a lot of the lower tier. I've seen literally a handful of Ronaldos, which is insanely high. I know Nick got one, but he put in like 9 million coins into him, but I know he got one. A couple other people on Twitter that I know got them as well. So mm-hmm. I've just seen an incredible amount compared to what I've ever seen in the past. So if you have a few million coins or you really want that Ronaldo and don't want to try to pay his full price, honestly, this is like the best upgrade payout I've seen for someone like him.
Yeah. And probably I have some reasons here. One mm-hmm. of them is that if people see that a lot of people are packing Ronaldo, they will try to do even more and more upgrade packs. Mm-hmm. And the second thing would be that probably last year Ronaldo was more popular in
FUT. Oh, yeah. Yep.
And this year he wasn't so popular. And they figured to rise a little bit his popularity with this kind of his usage, let's say, in game, with this kind of incentive for people who do upgrade packs.
Yep.
Let's see what happens. I don't know if we can change the topic here, but sure. Let's see what happens with League One team of the season, because mm-hmm. I know a lot of people are waiting to see, I don't know, some prices of those players, yep. The pack opening rate of those type of cards, and that's a lot of hype there.
Oh yeah.
I don't want to influence the topic here because I'm a big fan of League One, but I think a lot of people are, so yeah.
Yeah, and I think that what makes League One really unique is kind of look at when I'm looking at the Serie A team is maybe like what three or four cards are really gonna make like your end game squad, where I think of Martinez, Ronaldo, Nainggolan as the main three. But when I think about League One, I think about literally Yedder, Mbappe, Neymar, you know, those types of players are so desirable. It's like going for three Ronaldos in essence, because anyone would take those players.
Question here, Jake.
What's up?
As you said, Berguis wasn't in the team of the season for Eredivisie. Mm-hmm. How would it be like one of those Mbappe, Neymar, and Ben Yedder not being in League One team of the season?
That's not possible. Nope.
You don't think so?
I'm not even gonna talk about that idea because people would go too crazy.
where is Berguis? Berguis is in.
He's a League SBC now, so
he's a League SBC, but he's not so. So boosted, right?
He's like only like a 90, which
90 rated.
In reality, you'd think like a 92 plus for the top goal scorer. I mean, I think they juiced Idrissi like I want to say 13 or 14 overall, so they really can do whatever they want. So I would have liked to see higher from someone like him.
And I think a lot of people are also disappointed for Immobile, because he was the league scorer for Serie A. And they were hoping for an even 98 rated for Immobile, but as we can see, that didn't happen. Before we talk about League One more thing here about the fathers, to finish the topic with the fathers. What do you think about the high rated fathers prices currently on the market? Jake, I see very cheap players, very cheap team of the seasons, because you need also a team of the season for these guaranteed SBCs.
Yep.
But let's say we have, I don't know, I will check the, yeah, so not the 92, the 94. So we have a 94 rated player, Pizzi, who's 60K.
Yeah, I mean, that's just crazy. I'm actually pulling up, mm-hmm. I'm just pulling up a random rating. I'm doing 89 rated here.
Yeah.
So, guys, I think when Florian's referring to the high-rated fodders, I think he's talking about pretty much like 88 plus, maybe even 87 plus. They're pretty dead, so they're floating around 30K right now, and most of the year they've actually been closer to like 35, 40K with peaks at like 45, 50. And essentially what's happening, guys, is every single week EA is releasing new Team of the Season cards that are just undesirable. And they're falling into SBC fodder pricing. So Acerbi, Pizzi, I'm trying to look at a couple here. One of these Dessers from the Eredivisie. He's already falling in there as an 89 rated. So what happens is these just become oversaturated, and it gives you so many more options to use. Like Liga Nost had Marchesin and that Paulinho and Ruben Dias, and they all fell in there. So it just gives you way too many options where it's really hard for any of them to rise specifically. And it's not just like a player SBC that's going to do it, especially with lightning rounds every week. You need something repeatable. So it's kind of frustrating because as a community, it feels kind of dead for team of the season. Like I would imagine it's pretty disappointing to get a 93 rated that you're not going to use, like a Cherubi. I think he's a 93. You're not going to use him. And you don't even have like an idea of what you'd want to use him for SBC fodder. Like you can't throw him in an icon. Sure, maybe there's like a Militao or maybe there's something like that that you're working towards, but there's not enough this year in my opinion. And we've talked about this before, guys, but that's where the icon SBCs going away really did hurt them. They looked like they were going to shift a little bit more towards fixing that with moments SBCs, but there just simply hasn't been enough of them. And they've released them too slowly where people are knocking them out 1 week and then they're done for like a month. They've released probably on average like one monthly. Been pretty poor in my opinion. What are your thoughts on this high-rated mess?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of high-rateds in my club.
Yep.
I was checking to see. So I have, I don't know, an Allison, which I don't use, and he's like 97.
Yep.
I have maybe some players which other people would use, like Cross, or a Trent, which is, I have it also a red and also an untradeable one. I have a Robertson, the same double in my team. So I'm not even trying to do the mid icon SBC because I don't think it's worth it.
Yep.
And I was thinking about, a lot of people are saying about the prime icon SBC maybe it will solve this. But I was thinking that you need to get like 8 out of 100 icons to be happy with your pool. Because if you don't get Eusebio, Ronaldo, Vieira, Hulit, and I don't know, two more, the other icons are lower rated than the team of the seasons that nobody is buying right now.
Yep.
So that wouldn't solve the issue. I don't know what will solve the issue. Maybe after the team of the season ends, some guaranteed team of the season card, if they do an SBC for a guaranteed team of the season card, rated, I don't know, 90 plus or something. They would need to have a minimum rating also there for it to be worth it, or I don't know. That would be my idea there. But yeah, and I think we can go to League One now. I'm pushing for the questions I promised the guys we will answer this week. What do you think the prices for the top three most popular cards in FIFA will be, Jake?
Ooh, this is gonna be a tough one.
Tell me their prices on Sunday night, not on first day.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, on Sunday night, I am going to say, let's say Neymar, 6.5.
Okay.
6 to 6.5. Let's say Mbappe, 4.5, and then Yedder, 3 to 3.5. And I think Yedder is going to be more hype than people could ever expect, especially if he's like a 96. I know a lot of people think he's going to be 1 to 2 million, but Aguero held that price for a while, guys, and he's just so much more hype than Aguero. Neymar's really had a lack of special cards this year in FIFA, so I see him being closer to Team of the Season Ronaldo's pricing, or Team of the Year's Ronaldo's pricing. Yeah. And then Mbappe has two cards to base it off of, so that one should be pretty accurate because he already has a Team of the Year and a Foot Birthday, and those are both sitting right around like 5 million. I'll have to check right now, but...
I think the Foot Birthday card is 5, and the Team of the Year, I think, is 3.54.
Is he 3.5 only?
Let me open now, because I don't
yeah,
want
to... Yeah, he's about 3.58.
3.6. 3.6. Team of the Year, Mbappe.
Yeah, then the Team of the Season, maybe even cheaper for Mbappe. Could even be closer to like 4. We remember that the team of the seasons have been a little bit better for these high tier cards, or at least close. But yeah, his foot birthday really shows the demand of weak foot. I remember that Florian and I were talking to pros, and we were talking about this when foot birthday came out, and we're like, yeah, people say weak foot is the most important thing. And then slowly over the next few weeks, you saw the foot birthday price climbing over the team of the year price, which was pretty funny because we chatted about it and it made sense. Yeah. You know, that's pretty interesting, because I doubt that they upgrade the Team of the Seasons version. It would really defeat the purpose of having a foot birthday. So, yeah, he could be closer to four, and then Yetter definitely 3 to 3.5. I think Yetter will be one of the best strikers in the game.
Yeah, I think Gold Yetter is one of the best strikers in the game. Man, yeah, I was playing this Saturday against one guy. And at some point I was leading like 2-1.
Sure.
And at halftime he subbed in. He did not have like a great team, sure. But he was very good. And at halftime he subbed in Gold Yetter, and man, I took a loss that game. I knew I will take a loss after I saw his change. He subbed in a Gold Yetter, Kent, and Adama.
Oh no.
And
oh,
let's say with Adama he didn't do too much, but with Kent and Yedder it was too much for me. Let's say I need like 7 defenders in my in my penalty box to hold them. Regarding the prices,
yep.
I think Neymar, what do you think, cam or left wing?
I'm going to say cam, but I haven't looked at too many seasonal stats for players, but I assume if they have a choice to make him central or outside, that they'll definitely choose central.
Because I would say that maybe that's not so important, but it's a little bit for how fits in people's team. And I think Neymar is at this point one attacker. Neymar team of the season is one attacker who would fit anyone's team.
I agree with
so,
that.
So. Mbappe maybe not so much, because he let's say not some players don't like him so much. They like more other type of players, but Neymar for sure. So he will probably be very expensive. About Yedder, man, if he's below 3 mil on Sunday, I'm just happy because I wanna get him for my squad. I also have this. This unassigned League One rares, which I can make a lot of upgrades for, but I'm not. Let's say I'm being honest with myself, and I hope for them, but it's a little bit difficult to get him. So probably during next podcast, guys, you will know if I was happy with that move going unassigned or not. I'm hoping for the cheapest prices for these players, and after that we get ultimate team of the season, and it will be interesting to see how the prices for those players in that team, the best from out of the best, will be there.
Totally. And guys, I did want to follow up on something Florian and I had mentioned in a previous podcast, and I think we saw the first time it changed for the first time during Serie A. So basically, their upgrade pack required 9 rare golds from Serie A. So I would expect that slight change coming from League One as well. Maybe closer to 6 or 7 players needed, because like Florian and I have talked about, there's just really not that many to pull from. And you guys have to keep in mind that out of all the ones that are already too expensive, where we think of the SBC fodders like Marquinhos, Thiago Silva, even when I'm looking here, a lot are above 3K, Draxler, Depay, Meunier, etc. So, Meunier, yeah. Whatever. So, basically, it's going to limit your options heavily. So, they still do pretty well, guys, because it's all about like the equation, right, of how many you have to insert compared to how many there are. And it would still be higher just because there's not all that many. And just know people will smash these for the Neymar, Yetter, Mbappe combination.
Yeah, I did the calculation of how many I have. And when I saw the Serie A not requiring 11, I was very happy because I bought like 500 more gold rares.
Oh, nice.
just to make sure if they are not requiring that many, like 9 or maybe not 11. I can do even more packs. I have 2,000 players.
Oh my goodness, you are set.
So I'm not sure. I can do like 180 packs out of those. I'm still thinking of maybe I will do that move of doing just 100 packs, and for the ones that are in team of the season, which will grow even higher, to sell them if they are like 3 or 4K, to just sell them and take the money on that, and not risk the full coinage there.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good approach.
But we'll see. You'll see me, guys, during the... If you follow me on Twitter, I will announce also there what I'm doing. If not, you'll see during this podcast if I'm happy or not.
And aren't you going to stream it, Florian? Aren't you going to stream it?
Yeah, I want to stream it also on Monday night. And for that, I also have some guaranteed packs. Like I will have the Serie A, the Bundesliga from last week. I will have the red player picks for Serie A and Bundesliga, and also a couple of other packs. So it will be a fun evening for me to open all of those in one sip. Let's say it like that.
Yep.
But we'll see how lucky I will get.
Yeah, no, it'll be fun to watch. I'll definitely tune in. So guys, come hang out with us in Florian's stream.
No, I'm probably to take a lot of time. I saw when Nick is doing his packs. It takes a lot of time to do them, to literally insert them in the SBCs.
Yep.
But come on, it's one night. It's 1st of June. In Romania, I don't know if it's international, but in Romania it's Kids Day on 1st of nice. June. So it will be a happy day for
me. That's awesome. I'll be tuning in.
Sure. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, so this is it for, I guess this is it, right, Jake, for this?
Yeah, I think so. I think we covered quite a bit here.
Yeah, what we didn't cover was the Champions League part. Maybe you want to say a couple of words about that?
Yeah, guys, I guess the only thing I'll say really, guys, is, especially when we look at investing side, is preparation is everything. The final was scheduled for May 30th, so if you knew that ahead of time, you could have bought these UCL cards during lightning rounds for like K. Many have exceeded 3K plus. Some are went to 8K yesterday, are going to bounce around there with solutions right now. So
yeah,
especially guys, if they continue this next year, which they've done the past 2 years, so I assume they will, just like have a schedule printed out. If you want some simple investments, at least stock your entire club. Because if you literally just club stocked one, I actually did the math on this yesterday. If you club stocked one of each UCL rare, which means it wouldn't take up any space on your transfer list, you would have made around 275K profit. Literally, if you just got one UCL rare of each player that you could. So, yeah, it might be a little bit tedious where you have to look up their names or you have to get each one specifically. But most people, if you tell them that you're going to make on average like three times your investment, they'll do it. So just take advantage of it. Print off a schedule earlier and start being aware and getting ahead of the game.
You know what, Jake? I got lucky with a couple of those.
Oh, yeah?
Because when I went unassigned, I also bought... Because when I was buying League One Rares, I bought also UCL ones.
Oh, sure.
But not intentionally. But then by mistake, because I needed to buy like 30 of them in the same time. And if they were there on transfer list, I just bought them.
Yeah, and if they're similar price, why not?
Yeah, and I remember last night I sold Marcelo from Olympique Lyon.
Yep.
I sold him for 8K.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I bought him, like I told you guys, I bought them for 1.5. So yep, that was like a big profit there. And I didn't have a lot of them because when you are unassigned, they are not showing all of them. But I had like 10 UCL from League One, and they sold for a lot of coins, and I decided to sell them just to take, I don't know, I made 50K just from 10 cards or something like this.
Yeah, you got to take advantage of those situations, guys, and it's just such a simple investment, but why would you confuse things? Or if you invested on them over the weekend, it was like a 5-day hold for triple your coins. People could make millions, people could make a few hundred K. Whatever it is, it's a substantial return for just holding a few days.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks for watching. Remember this advice. Club stock when you have the coins and you don't know what to do, or maybe you you go, you don't play FIFA for a week or something like this. Just make a club stock, make a schedule exactly. As Jake was saying, and look for what may come next. And also, if you follow us on Twitter or in Jake's Discord, he's talking about these kind of things. Thanks for watching, listening. If you're listening on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, we are there also. It was episode 24. Let's see us here back on episode 50 or something like that.
Amen.
Thanks for watching, guys. Stay safe and see you soon.
Thanks for watching, guys.